What day is it?
What day it is?
It's Thursday.
Thursday?
Yeah. Wait!
You better get ready.
I'm not ready.
You better get ready.
I'm not going back to work.
I'm not going back to work.
Why is that?
Because I don't like to be cooped up in that office all day long.
What do you do?
I work from home.
That's not much better.
Not better.
Get it together, man.
We've got a show to do.
Oh. Well, in that case,
let us begin.
Let the show begin.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. What a day. It's Thursday. We finally got some of that blue sky and sunshine back. Did I just say it was Thursday? Wow. Where did this week go? This is flying by. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the Monica J. Show. Thanks for being here. Let's do a poll question first off out of the bat at 991fmtalk.com. Loving this one because this is an educational one. Should foreign nationals or companies be allowed to buy property in the United States? Yes or no? Should foreign nationals or companies be allowed to buy property in the United States? Now, the reason I ask this is because we have a lot of stories coming forward. You know, there used to be that, at the Port Authority, I believe it was San Francisco, that China had their own literally dock and everything that they could come through. So nothing went through our customs. And then I guess that was shut down. So good for that. But now we're hearing stories of China coming in and buying up all kinds of farmland in the Midwest. Okay, interesting. I was talking to somebody who is very much into agriculture. And they say it's because China is running out of food and resources, so they literally want to come here, do the farming, and ship back to China. I don't know if that's 100% the way it is, but either way, why are we letting other countries buy up our country? Because for some of these farms and ranches, they're paying 2 to 3 times the value of them. And let me tell you, if you've, you know, you got kids who inherited the farm or the ranch and they're not really into it, that family heritage is gone. They're out. So what do you think? Because if you go to China, Japan, Mexico, number of other country, Turks and Caicos, number of other countries around the world. You cannot buy property. In some places, you can't even buy businesses unless you are tied to somebody from there. Married, family. You take on a business partner from there. So what are we thinking? Again, it falls back to other countries can have borders. Other countries can keep from selling off their property. What is wrong with this country? I know we are a great melding pot, but you know what? That melding pot is for immigration, legal immigration into this country. You legally immigrate to this country. You build your life. You buy property. Good for you. Yay. You did it the right way. You're in China and you just want to buy up lots of farmland. Thousands upon thousands of acres. That's not right. But again, that's my opinion. Love to hear your opinion, though. Yesterday's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Instead of putting limits on donations, should limits be put on spending for political campaigns? With appropriate levels, obviously, for different offices. 70% of those participating in the poll said yes. 8% said no. 8% said not a limit on total spending, but a total of advertising dollars. Although the media will fight tooth and nail for that. That's an interesting take. Because what, I mean, swag costs a fortune. And everybody loves getting swag from their particular candidate, whether it be, you know, a shirt to wear for them or a hat or whatnot. So that's an interesting take on it. I like that. 3% said no, but if the candidate or anyone paid them appears or approves the message, then all those contributions should fall under campaign finance law. I thought they already did, but I'll have to look into that. There should be equal time on each media station. This can either be paid through the appropriations or through campaign contributions. Yeah, they'd never do that. Limit donations. Donations turn into payoffs to voters. Well, then if we limit donations, we have to, again, go back to dark money. You know, we have to go back to the PACs, where the PACs getting their money. So it has to be controlled more that way. But on the bright side, 70% said yes, they should be limits on spending. I mean, it could be worked out. John, you're killing me. John just sent me a, he's my little grump. John sent me an email that says, America is not a melting pot. It's a chamber pot. Hell, Sisolak. You know what? Yeah. Yeah. Sisolak is not good for this state. Oh, here's a good comment. Just got a text at 884-9910, our talk and text line. What's to stop them from buying up the whole damn country? That's true. They own land and property in every single state, I think. I mean, you go through when we were having that the boom and bust periods with housing here in northern Nevada. A lot of properties were purchased up and outbid by local people, people that live here who wanted to attain that American dream of owning a home. Were outbid at outrageous prices for, I mean, going well over value by foreigners. I know that because I know the brokers that saw the literally briefcases full of cash coming in. It just makes you wonder if the politicians are really looking out for us. And speaking of politicians, thank you for this text this morning. These so-called legislators in Congress need to read Article 1, Section 9, Paragraph 3 of the Constitution. Not a fan of Amadei, but he is correct. There was no due process. Congress members who voted for impeachment the second time without hearings should be ashamed of themselves. They keep telling us no one is above the law. It's obvious they think they are. That's true. That is absolutely true. But look at who you know now. Look at how you thought that the House Republicans were good They exposed themselves. Liz Cheney, I could have told you that was going to happen with Liz Cheney. That was a no-brainer. She is literally the female version of Mitt Romney. Just saying. All right. What are we going to do? We have lots of great interviews today. We've got Denise from out in Lemon Valley. We've got some big news on the, how do you say that, Pardo or Prado complex that they were trying to build out there. Wow. Reno City Council stepped up. So we're going to be hearing from the residents of Lemon Valley today. Also, we had Paul White who called in and just, you know, really said hoorah for Jeff Church, but I'd rather talk to Jeff Church. So Jeff Church is going to be on the show today. Let us know what happened with the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees meeting. And you. Yes, you. Lots of calls and texts and all kinds of good stuff coming up. And let me tell you, if you're looking for some good news, some accurate news, the Epoch Times, spelled E-P-O-C-H, Times. I had somebody who gave me the physical copies. She would always send them to me. And I thought, oh, this is nice, you know, and I'd read them. And I should have subscribed a long time ago because these guys are right on it. Trying to get an interview with one of their reporters, Michael Yon. Michael Yon did an incredible, and you can find the interview on BitChute. I'm going to have to, did I link it up to? Yes, I did. If you go to 991fmtalk.com, if you go onto my webpage, which for some reason the page got kind of messed up, but if you go into my page, you'll see this interview on a gentleman who is just a world-class reporter. And he goes into war zones and things like that. He was at the Capitol, and he's going to explain and tell you exactly who started that push on the Capitol. And when you hear him and when you see the evidence, it just, you're blown away. Because I have been to a lot of rallies for American patriots. And at not one of those rallies, or if you want to call it a peaceful protest or whatever, not one single American patriot ever showed up with a gas mask, ever showed up with hard helmets. That's not what American patriots do. They were out there celebrating the president, showing up in numbers. So who's wearing gas masks and hard helmets and carrying literally, you know, those handheld shields to push through things? Yeah. It's like nowadays you can never look at the news and trust what you see. Not first off. You have to wait for like a week for the evidence to actually come out from people who are actually doing the investigating. So, Michael Yon, you can just even DuckDuckGo him because, for goodness sake, don't use Google. Just my opinion, though. We'll be back after this quick break on My Opinion Show, the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
How do we get more people taking the COVID vaccine? Easy. Instead of a shot in the arm, introducing COVID shots. Moderna is teaming up with Absolut Vodka to bring you Absolut COVID Jello Shots. Choose from lemon, strawberry, watermelon, orange, or banana.
Oh my God, I'm so wasted. And immune. Best best immunization ever.
Moderna's Absolut COVID Jello Shots. Get yours at a bar near you.
I can't feel my lips.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Just running through a couple of quick texts here. Good morning. My name is Danny, and I don't have a smartphone or a computer, but Monica was talking about China owning property in the United States. Have her check out Smithfield Foods. Yep, don't have to do that, Danny. I already know that. Smithfield Foods, one of the largest meat packaging plants. You know, one of those ones that was shut down during COVID. Yeah, they're owned by China. What can I say? Here's another example of China skirting laws. I need to double check this. Trump has placed export tariffs on precious metals such as copper. China is working with a copper company in Yerington, Nevada, that avoids these tariffs. China purchases the raw, unrefined dirt from this copper mining company, and they refine and process the copper in China. Since they're not directly buying copper, they avoid the tariffs. See? There's ways of getting around everything, and China knows how to do it. You know what? I should just ask Joe Biden what the rules are. Yeah, we'll get on that. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Roger this morning. Hi, Roger. You were at the school board meeting?
I was. I saw our boy Jeff Church get inducted or whatever they do with those guys. So we got one more hope on that one. And, you know, if we just got to keep chinking away at it, whenever one of those seats come open, we got to get a conservative person in there. And it's I just texted off a message to Taylor this morning. They are totally ignoring John Ippolito on that data mining of the kids.
And this, you know, and they have been for years. John Ippolito has been working on this diligently for, I believe, 2.5, 3 years now. And every single time he comes forward, they just don't care.
Well, they let him speak and they say, oh, thank you, Mr. Ippolito. And they treat him very nicely. And then they go on to spending like another $500,000. So it drives me nuts, And I think John just needs some more people on his bandwagon. To keep flooding him with emails and showing up to meetings. And me and Bruce and a bunch of other folks got up and talked about the fact that the superintendent's letter was completely out of line and she was getting on the selective outrage bandwagon, and it just it was terrible. But there were quite a few people there, so that's good. But,
well, anyway, I'm gonna get a hold of John Ippolito since you brought this up and get him in here, because we need to go directly to the parents, because this data mining is literally going straight to China. So
exactly,
is this something that people really want? Are they not understanding the problems that we have here with China and just all the tracing?
Just like them buying the copper dirt as opposed to the copper ore. They're very smart. They're devious, and they will get around. We need to put them on such a red flag whenever we see them doing anything. They are our enemy.
Anyway, not the Chinese people, the CCP. But that's pretty much the entire Chinese government. So, Roger, thank you so much for calling in.
Announce the Republican Men's Club luncheon coming up on the
19th. Oh, go ahead. Yes, it's the 19th, isn't it?
Yeah, this coming Tuesday, we're going to have another, and we're going to have school board members in there then. So come and talk to them one-on-one. Oh, sorry. Talk to you later. Okay.
Bye. Yes, you can find out at, just log on to the Reno Men's Club. I think it's .com, renomensclub.com. I'll double check that. But, oh, what a day. What a day. More of your texts, and let me just go through this one quick email here. I'm reading these blind, literally, just popping them open and giving your thoughts. The real issue is not that foreigners are buying property in the United States. It's what type of property they're buying and how much. I, as well as thousands of other Americans, own property in Mexico. Most of these properties are rented out when we're not there and are classified as businesses. We pay all the local, state, and federal taxes that are required of us and have even gone through the process of legally obtaining a residency card there. So the issue really is what they are buying and how much of it. Yes, I have an issue with the Chinese coming in, purchasing up farms and other forms of mineral and mining rights, etc. But if somebody from Australia wants to come over here, buy a vacation home, I'm all for it. Dan, thank you. That was a wonderful email. Appreciate that. All right. We'll be back with more of your talk and your text and your emails. Monica at 991fmtalk.com, 884-9910. It's live and local FM talk, your local FM talk station, 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
99.1, the FM news and talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. Thanks for being here today. What a day. We got some blue skies back with us and just good news all the way around. Stop being so grumpy and disheartened. Let me tell you, Trump has, whatever the media is blasting at you, Trump has not lost any support from his supporters. If you've turned away from him, then you really didn't support him, which I find extremely interesting, because how many sports figures have gone out and, you know, had to go to court because they either raped someone or beat their wives or, you know, committed robbery or murder or just, you know, torturing animals. And yet they still have their support. Don't you think it's interesting that people are trying to turn others against President Trump, who has done nothing but good for this country? Nothing but good, and good for other countries as well. Remember John Kerry saying there will never, ever, ever, ever be peace in the Middle East? Yet President Trump got how many peace agreements signed? How many Nobel Peace Prize nominations? Yeah, and he's the bad guy. Right. All right. We do have good news, especially here locally. We'll get to it in just a second. And I want you to stop focusing on the deaths that they keep reporting from COVID, because those numbers are skewed. Those people have underlying conditions like heart attacks and all these other problems, cancer. Focus on the recoveries. Like Christy Scott, Battleborne Ammunition and Firearms. She had it. She was in that little tent. And she's recovering. And she had major, sorry, Christy, if I'm throwing this out there, but we've talked about it on the air before, I know that. She's had major health issues, especially with her heart. So for her to be recovering, pay attention. Pay attention to the recoveries. Pay attention to the cures. Today's poll question, 991fmtalk.com. Should foreign nationals or companies be allowed to buy property here in the U.S.? Yes or no? Love to hear from you. Also, instead of putting limits on donations, should limits be put on spending for political campaigns with appropriate levels for different offices, of course. Seems like everybody's just trying to outspend each other. Oh, you're going to do a billboard? I'm going to do two billboards. You're going to do 100 TV commercials? I'm going to do 200 TV commercials. And it just gets insufferable. 70% of those participating in the poll said yes, put the limits on the spending. you have to pay attention what these officials, what these representatives are doing for you and not doing for you. And Denise knows exactly what I'm talking about because she has had to deal with many, many elected representatives. Denise Ross joins us right now from Lemon Valley. And Denise, it's been so long. How are you doing, girl?
I'm doing great today. I've got Danny Cleus is here with me, too.
That is fantastic.
We're, yeah. It was a blessing yesterday to finally have the Reno City Council realize that all of the findings can't be met in the Prado development out here in Lemon Valley. And it's been a battle since 2015, and it really became a battle after the 2017 flood, trying to keep development out of this closed basin area. And that development was where a lot of the water lies when it does flood out here. So, that is,
were you surprised?
I was amazed. I really was, because we have fought so hard and been to so many meetings and just trying to prove that all of the issues, there's not enough sewer, there's too much water, there's not enough water, you know, and it's still amazing to me all of the ditches that are pointed towards the lake now. So when we do have even a small rain, we're going to have all that water rushing directly into the lake instead of slowly filtering in. And I still believe there's a really big problem out here, but we eliminated one of them yesterday. And I hope that they don't come back.
Yeah, revisit it later down the line when the lake dries up again. Is that what you're thinking?
I don't know what they'll do. I don't trust it at all, because we've had so many appeals and so many unprecedented continuances and things that are just off the wall that have happened with these two developments, Prado South and Prado North, and it's been continuances, like I said, that are unprecedented for a year, and we're not granted that same courtesy as residents. You know, we are at the mercy of the Reno City Council, and like I said, I'm just grateful that they agreed with us yesterday and denied the project. It was a long time coming. You know, it's one for us. It's the first time, I think, the second time that
the other one was up on the hill.
Oh, it's the second development that we've won on so far. So we just have to keep fighting.
Denise, you came into this blind. You were just trying to help your neighbors. You're just an average citizen. What have you learned from this experience, taking on representatives for those people out there who are experiencing the same thing, but they don't think they have it in them, that they don't know what to do, they don't know where to start? What do you think about the experience?
I've learned to cuss like a truck driver.
I never had to learn that. It was always in me.
Well, it came out of me, let me tell you. I learned that, you know, it's been such a hard fight, and we just, if you stick with it, sometimes you can make a difference. But to just lay down and let them run over you, you're not ever going to make a difference, you know. And I've learned how to speak louder and how to speak better. When I go to the podium, I used to shake like a leaf, you know, whenever I'd have to go up and speak. But I learned slowly that, you know, once you learn the ins and outs of what you're talking about, they can't trick you anymore, you know. And that's, you just have to do your research and stick with it, and everybody try to stand together. even when everyone else gives up, we have to keep trying, you know. But we're now, tired. This has been a long battle.
Well, you get a break now, but just remember, you always have to stay vigilant because there's still property out there. And at some point, whether it's called Prado or North or whatever, more developers will come forward looking for that property. So take a break now. Make Danny take you on a vacation and just, you know, have some fun and time for yourself. And I'm sure the residents of Lemon Valley and people of all the valleys look at what Lemon Valley was going through and appreciate what you guys did, because it's setting precedent for other residents to come forward and be able to fight for their communities as well. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, you know, the biggest thing, Monica, is if they would come out with a reasonable development, you know, to fit in with our lifestyle out here, there wouldn't have been an issue about it, mm-hmm. you know.
But and come in with solutions, not creating more problems.
Yeah, because they wanted to, you know, shrink the footprint of the lake in the first place and the floodplain. Where is that extra water going to go? It's going to go into the existing residents. So,
and you know that for a fact. Did anything ever happen with your home?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not fixed yet, but, I mean, it's getting worse.
Yeah. Those cracks can only get better, right? Or bigger, right?
They're getting bigger, all right. No, with that, we're waiting. The city got to split us up, so it's not a
class action
lawsuit anymore. So about 30 of us or 33 of us are all in federal court on our own now. You know, we still have the same lawyers. But just recently, the three main
representatives
of us that were in the class action lawsuit, they just got a judgment, from what I understand.
Against the city.
Oh. So that's two judgments against the city.
Yeah. Summary judgment.
Yeah. So it's looking really good. And, you know, so for the rest of us, we just have to play off of that and keep going.
Yeah. You can't stop.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, with the building and stuff, what they're doing, you know, south of us is ridiculous. I mean, you would never, if you haven't been out here in a couple months.
Yeah, no, my husband and I drove out there just the other day, and to see all of those homes, and this is what I'm really concerned about. You see all of those townhomes that are going to have multiple people, multiple cars, that are going up by the hundreds, and yet Denise and Danny, they have done nothing to change the road between Lemon Valley and Golden Valley. It's still a two-lane road.
Yeah, they paved it really nice a couple years ago.
Why didn't they expand it to a four-lane road with turn lanes? It's just ridiculous. They're going to put those people out there first.
It's retarded. I don't know why.
No, you can't use that. You can't use that term, Danny. So, thank you for it's. Oh yeah, I can't think of the word to come up with, but you know, it's just wrong. It's just flat out wrong. And I'm sure that the taxpayers are going to probably have to come up with the money to expand that road as soon as people start complaining that it's constantly congested. So Denise, Danny, God bless. Thank you so much for working so hard for your community and getting your voices heard when it comes to being in front of the Reno City Council and the Washoe County Commission. Five stars for the both of you and all the folks in Lemon Valley. Congratulations.
Thank you. You stay well and have a happy new year, okay?
Thank you. You guys as well. Appreciate your time being with me. All right. We'll be right back with more of your calls, your talk, your texts, your emails, however you want to get a hold of me today on this beautiful day. Beautiful, positive day. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. We'll get to a few of the texts coming up here in just a second, just like this one. Good morning, Monica. Our president is being impeached by Swalwell, you know, the guy with ties to China. Yeah. Sleeping with a Chinese spy. The irony is just epic. And we'll talk about the epic times just in a second. First off, though, I want to get to the talk and text lines and check in with Mike this morning, because we are urging everyone to stay away from U.S. capitals, federal buildings, courthouses, anything like that this weekend because, well, personally, I think it's a setup. Mike, what say you?
Well, that's what I was going to say. That was one thing. But anyway, no, don't go down there. There's no reason to. But another thing, another topic that you started and didn't even realize was that you said it's nice out, blue skies, except I just drove home and noticed the contrails crisscrossing our valley, and it's turning our blue skies to overcast.
Yeah.
If anybody cares to go look outside, they'll see that.
You know, it's funny, Mike, that people still, they wonder, it's like, you know, why are people talking about contrails? Because the government finally came out after all of these years, decades of people saying that that's not, you know, water vapor from the planes. Those are actually chemicals that are being sprayed in the atmosphere. The government finally came out and said that they were doing it, and people still don't believe it or realize that it's going on.
It's a fact.
Even when the government tells them that they're doing it, they don't believe it.
I remember one day, it was a beautiful, clear day, and I'm like so thankful for this day. It was in the morning, and I noticed these contrails they're putting out there, and it literally turned it to a cloudy day.
Mike, do you know what's in those contrails? What are the chemicals?
Aluminum, I know, is one thing, which causes Alzheimer's.
And there was another one.
That's all I know.
Yeah, there was something. I think there was something dioxide. I have to look it up. I've got lots of information on it if anybody needs it. So I got to go look it up for myself.
Aluminum oxide?
What was that?
Aluminum oxide?
Maybe I was thinking of aluminum oxide and not just the aluminum. So, you know, it's just, it's crazy how people get set in their mind that they've been told something over and over. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. And then when the people say that have been saying that come out and saying, oh, well, we kind of fibbed to you, they they still have a hard time accepting it. So, Mike, thank you so much. And thank you for helping me point out the fact that there is no reason whatsoever for any Trump-loving, American-loving, patriot, whatever you want to call yourselves, no reason to be at any state capitol, any federal building, any courthouse, anything this weekend. I know that there are flyers out that say, come armed. Those aren't being put out by patriots. It's a setup. All right, let's get back to this good stuff. I was bragging about the Epic Times earlier, which actually online, you can try it. If you don't believe me, you can try it for a couple of months, and it's just a buck. But right now, they have a timeline. This was put out on, just yesterday, January 13th. And it goes from 12 p.m. to scrolling. I mean, they put out a hell of a timeline all the way down to 8 o'clock. what happened and where it was happening. And this is fantastic. One of the things that I haven't even pointed out, as they were saying, you know, Trump incited all this violence, which, by the way, Amade did not vote for the impeachment of Trump, just so you know. Positives on Amade. A suspicious package, later to be revealed a pipe bomb, is found at the Democrat National Committee headquarters just south of the Capitol. Before that, they found one at the RNC, the Republican National Headquarters. Yeah, how can Trump incite violence when those things were already there? When he was calling for a peaceful rally for people to come to Washington, D.C., bring their cameras, wear their body cams, and yet on that day, they also found pipe bombs. I can tell you all those people traveling by plane didn't bring them, or by bus. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You just have to watch it play out.